entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, August 27th.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day to you as well.
That's such a weird hump day. I mean, what is that? I guess it's like the hump, like a camel.
Exactly.
Is that what it's supposed to be? Like the middle.
Either that, yeah. Or maybe you get to hump a lot on Wednesday. I don't know. Maybe it's a good idea. Take advantage of it, you know. I have an excuse. It's hump day. Go up the trees, you know. Yeah, so, hump day it is, yeah. So that's cool. We're going to have a long weekend, right?
Yeah.
A 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
That should be cool. And you know what I'm just thinking? Didn't I book somebody for Monday? I think I did, huh? We should probably do something about that. I just realized, because we probably won't be here, right?
We could
come in. It's a day off. Nah, come on. It's a day off. Everybody's going to be off, you know.
True.
Yeah, so I'm not coming here. Nobody would be listening anyway.
And isn't Labor Day when you can't wear white after Labor Day?
Really?
I think so. I think that's what it is in America.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Which I always find weird.
I never heard of that.
You can't wear white until when?
Really?
What's the rules of not wearing white?
Yeah.
But
maybe white this summer, you know, and you're not supposed to wear it after summer or something.
But and then I never know when can you wear white then? And it, can you not wear
Listen,
a white
wear
shirt?
Wear white all the time. Who
white
cares?
White pants, white shoes. Like, what can't you wear?
I never heard of that thing.
Yeah, it's like it's an actual thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Two Americans.
Okay.
Just play the foreign card. We're all foreign in this room, so that's great. We have an excuse.
That's true, yeah. We do have a couple of guests here, and we're going to bring him on in a few minutes. Did you, I mean, I didn't see this because I didn't want to, but did you see the video of the beheading?
Of
the reporter?
Yeah, I watched part of it, but the actual beheading bit was cut out.
Right.
Good.
Yeah, I was afraid to even look at them because I think some of them were like graphic.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought something like this, you never forget.
It's not what,
you know, it stays in your mind forever.
It was the part that I watched though, it was it was like a surreal video.
Mm.
The background, the very clear voice. I don't know, there was something.
Yeah,
something strange about it.
I know. Now they're saying that the executioner is probably this British guy or something that went to fight for ISIS.
Yeah.
So who knows, you know?
Right.
But yeah, talk about images that stay in your head. You know, I was like searching for somebody yesterday and images on Google.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why it brought up this picture of this like man like in surgery or something, you know, where you can see everything. The stomach is like cut. And I'm like, why do I have to look at stuff like this,
it's
you
not
know?
What you want to see.
Yeah. And that's one thing about the internet, man. I mean, you get to see things that you would never want to.
Right.
You know, so you got to be very careful where you click, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Especially young kids.
I know. And it actually used to be worse, you know, but now it's a little better.
Right.
Because they used to have like fake links and things like that, you know, to send you to different places.
Yeah.
So that was a terrible thing. And I'm glad I didn't watch this. I don't want to see the video, but it's brutal. And I think it shows that we need to go in. The question is, why does everybody always look to the United States to go and fight for the world, you know? I mean, let's have a coalition. Let's have a few countries.
Yeah.
Just like it was in Iraq. And everybody go in together. It's more effective anyway.
Definitely.
Why should the U.S. commit everything, you know? All
point.
Its resources to something like that.
Right.
Because this is a threat for the whole world, really.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, you know. But the U.S., I guess, the responsibility always falls here for some reason. Because we're the only people that can't take this kind of stuff, and we have to act on it and bring some justice to this world. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like this country, you know, because we care.
Right.
This country cares.
It's true.
Many countries in England do not care.
In England? In Europe?
Well, I don't know in England so much, but France and
right.
places like that, you know, it's terrible what goes on there. So, I mean, and it seems like, you know, some countries are being overtaken by Muslims and stuff, you know, and then they start having all this anti-Semitism and all this, like, you know, down with democracy, down with this, down with that.
Right.
You know, we want, like, Sharia law.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what happens.
On a brighter note. I was looking through my Facebook this morning, and I found something that I don't know if I spoke about it on here. It's the giant slip and slide that's going to be in L.A.
Yes, you did talk about it.
Oh, I did.
Downtown, right?
Yeah. It just, when I was looking
back totally
this
forgot,
morning,
but
I was
when
like,
I was... When I was looking to listening to past shows, I
remember you
saying that. Yeah.
Oh man!
So what about it? Is it coming or what?
But yeah, September 27th, and I guess there's been concerns because of the drought. But they use recycled water from during the day that they then chlorinate and clean, I guess, to make sure it is clean. But September 27th, it's you can ride alone, and well, it's like $15 for just one person, and it's going to be food and music. It's will be between 3rd and 6th Street.
Okay, so it's going to be a
Olive.
Big thing.
Olive and 3rd and 6th Street.
Right.
That's according to Downtown News. And it's but it's not the first time that there's been a slip inside downtown, which I think that's a really cool thing.
It
and
is.
And been them before.
Yeah. I've never been, but have you been to downtown at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you
I
know
feel
what
like
downtown
it's gonna,
looks
I mean,
like.
Yeah, that would be crazy. A big slip and slide.
I know.
That would be so fun.
I know, it would be, huh?
It's called Slide the City.
How long are they going to have it for, does it
I
say?
I think just the day.
Oh, just one day?
Just one day, I
Is
think,
Is it
yeah.
worth it? I mean, to do this whole thing just for one day?
I don't know. But I feel like they can't really close down. And that many strew. Well, it's only three. But
that's true, you're right.
In the middle of downtown for longer than a day.
Right. That's true. They're going to create a mess there.
Yeah. And especially with the drought, I feel like people would probably complain even more. I'm sure they're complaining now.
Yeah.
But 1,000 feet long.
Yeah. Wow.
It's pretty cool.
1,000 feet long?
Yeah. 1,000 feet slip and slide. That's so cool.
I know. Well, if the weekend was any indication of where people don't have a life and they go and see giant ducks and stuff, then they're probably all going to be downtown. On September 27th, you know?
I'm sure.
So, yeah, how are you going to even get there? I have no idea, but...
That's true.
Know, yeah. Some people do get there, you know?
Find a will. When there's a will, there's a way.
Exactly. The answer is always to go early.
Yes.
Go to get there before everybody else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that means getting up
they
early.
They love ticketing downtown.
Yeah, they do.
I got a ticket one morning. I was like a minute over,
mm-hmm.
and when I got to my car, I didn't realize I was over. I thought I was in, but when I got to my car, I was a minute over, and the ticket was already on my car, and the attendant was gone.
Wow.
So obviously they were waiting there.
Yeah, they don't waste time.
They were waiting there till it turned red to make sure they knew I wasn't going to be there, and ticketed me.
Yeah,
I was
so
upset.
And now they have those computers, handheld computers, so they can generate the ticket in no time.
Exactly.
Remember, it used to be they had to take a long time to write them and stuff, and in the meantime you could get to the car and ask them to avoid it and all this stuff. So now they just do it in 2 seconds, you know. I see it on my street all the time. They get cars all the time, you know.
Yeah.
So like after 6 o'clock you're not supposed to park there. My God, you know. I mean, look, I understand they're doing this to help people so the residents have a place to park, you know.
But not downtown.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But
it was like
places,
in the middle of Chinatown.
Yeah.
There's only
I know.
Stores. No one lives around there.
Right.
And
okay, well that's true. But they want other people to be able to park too,
yeah.
you know. So that's why they do that. But
it's a moneymaker.
Yeah, it's a moneymaker. That's it. You know? That's why they sometimes make it confusing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this thing. They put it on Facebook. A poll with about 10 different signs of parking. Like, you know, you can park between 2 and 4. And then not during this time and not during that time. And I guess it made it to the news, you know, because people are like, what is going on here?
When
you know?
Can I park?
Yeah,
I
exactly.
always take a photo
of
the parking because I've been, especially in Florida, I got towed so much.
Really?
Yeah. Because they don't really ticket, they tow.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't mess around.
No. I remember one time, I mean, a lot of people used to park in the McDonald's opposite campus when they had class in a certain building. So I'd been parking there for months, like 3 months. And I go there one day and my car's gone.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, did someone steal it? Did they get towed? Who knows? They don't leave anything. And I'm calling all the towing companies in Tallahassee. Like, do you have my car?
Yeah.
Like, can someone tell me where my car is? Did it get stolen? And it's awful because they don't tell you that the sign's saying tow. It's like, just give me a ticket. Don't tow my car.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it is.
Yeah, but if it was at McDonald's, they don't give tickets there. They would just, it's private property. So they would just call, McDonald's would call the towing company.
Right.
Without having to have a parking officer or whatever, you know.
So I think like six people that I knew got towed that day.
Wow. Yeah, that sucks, man.
Yeah. That's like $150 every time.
Wow.
Then you have to get to your car.
Right.
Which was always like 20 miles away in the middle of nowhere. It's like, great. So at least they don't tow in LA, I guess.
Oh, they do. They do.
Oh, they do?
They do quite a bit, yeah. You just have to be careful, man. Yeah. Well, did you hear about this 9-year-old girl? I mean, they showed a picture. I didn't see the video. This weapons instructor was showing her how to shoot an Uzi, you know, which is an automatic machine gun.
Oh, wow.
And apparently she lost control of it as she was shooting, and she shot him dead, the instructor who was standing right there. So, why do you give a 9-year-old an Uzi or anything at all? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. At a shooting range, you know. But still, I mean, why would a
9-year-old
That's what
a
I'm saying.
Range.
I mean, this country is obsessed with weapons. I don't know what it is, you know.
Yeah.
People just, maybe because of the Wild West or whatever, but people love their guns here.
Right.
Yeah.
They do. It's
well,
scary.
Also the Second Amendment, I guess, that allows you to have firearms and things like that, you know.
Right.
But that was more like to protect people from the government, you know, not from other people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just take the law into your hands and
give a 9-year-old a gun.
Yeah, you know.
That's not okay.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it's even legal to do something like that. Yeah. I never
Surely
held an Uzi in my life, you know.
Me either.
And I mean, many of my friends have. Everybody that went to the army in Israel knows how to shoot and held guns.
Right.
But I left when I was 16, so I never really got a chance to.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, so that's the news. Enough of that. And we're going to get to our guest right now. And we have Anna Chase. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Hi. Thank you.
Sure. Get close to the mic. And you brought Leandro with you. Welcome
yes.
to the show, sir.
Thank you.
Sure. And I discovered this morning that Anna has been here before. Now, she knew it, and Leandro knew it, and even Charlotte knew it. She remembered. But I didn't remember until you texted me this morning. And it's amazing how phones retain things for so long. You know, because I guess I must have texted you the pictures we took here. So when I looked at your text, I'm like, you know, so she texted me like that they're going to be here at 9:45. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at him saying, wait a minute. I have pictures of her. So she's been here before. Yeah. How come I don't remember? I'm telling you, I don't remember
Too
people I
guests.
Met yesterday. Yeah, I'm telling you. It's just guests. And it's not just guests here, but all over the station, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I just meet so many people, it's hard to remember. Mm-hmm. But, of course, by looking at people, you remember right away, you know. So, So you're a musician, you're a singer, you guys are a duo, right?
Well, we decided to go ahead and develop the project as Anna Chase instead of LNH just in case we have to separate and do our own things separate.
Right.
So, you know, it makes no sense if one of us leaves and it's like LNH.
It's going to break up the band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you started looking ahead because you realized, I mean, things are not always going to be roses and things like that. Sometimes you might grow apart and go different ways musically and things
yes.
like that.
We're still working together, though. We produce my EP together and we're still playing together, too. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
but it's
cool.
just under Anna Chase now and
exactly.
not
LNA. Uh-huh.
Got it.
Pretty very cool,
just changed
yeah.
changed the name.
Yeah. And so you go by your own name, too?
I have another band.
Oh, you're in a band?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And what kind of a band is this?
It's a
rock
pop,
and roll?
Pop rock.
Pop rock?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So now you both came from another country, right? Are you from the same place? I don't remember.
No.
No,
no, from different places, right?
Leandro's from Brazil, and I am from Paraguay. I was born actually in Denver and raised in Paraguay.
That's right. Now I remember. Okay. So it's Brazil and Paraguay.
Yes.
Right. Have you been to Brazil back lately?
I'm going to Brazil the end of next month.
Oh, nice.
That's September, exciting.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Are you guys going together?
I'm going to Paraguay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Yeah, that'll be cool. Are you guys like together? Are you an item?
Yes.
You are, right?
Yeah.
That's very cool. So I guess, yeah, so at that point you realize, yeah, we could go apart one day, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Well, what are you going to do, you know? But it's good to think ahead and stuff like that, you know?
Definitely.
So have your own career and stuff because you don't want to be just connected at the hip your whole life, you know?
Right.
So this is cool. Now, so remind us, how did you guys meet?
At school.
At school?
We went to the same college, uh-huh, in LACM in Pasadena.
Uh-huh.
He's graduating now. I graduated in April already.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, we actually met playing soccer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at the park.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, because women play soccer now, you know. I mean, it's a, mm-hmm, it's a fashionable thing,
yeah,
right? It didn't used to be. Yeah.
Well, they have women's soccer teams in college.
Right. Yeah. They do, except you don't hear much about them, you know.
Yeah.
But then again, about the male teams, you don't hear much about soccer either.
Right.
You know? Not here. Yeah. But from where you guys come from, soccer is a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, I mean, Brazil had the World Cup just a couple months ago, and that was fun. But Brazil never won, huh? They didn't win.
Yeah, not, no.
I prefer not talk about it.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll talk about music instead. So you were born in Denver, right?
I was.
And your family was like here from Paraguay, and then they had you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
My mom was studying in Denver,
mm-hmm,
and then she decided to go back to Paraguay.
So both your parents are from Paraguay, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, they met here, right?
Yes.
They met here. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Good memories.
Yeah, yeah, you see? I mean, it's all coming back to me, I'm telling you. I'm not that bad. I may forget what I ate yesterday, but I remember people. Wow, that's cool. So so you were in Denver, and so you grew up there. At
in
what
Paraguay.
Point? Oh, you did grow up in Paraguay.
Yeah, I only lived like probably 2 or 3 years in Denver. No, not even 3 years. Probably only 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it was cool because you were an American, so you knew you can always come back
exactly,
and leave, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. What about you, Leandro? How did it work for you coming here?
I still have my student visa.
Uh-huh.
And now I just applied for the OPT. It's a permission to stay and work for a year.
Okay.
And then I have to apply for the artist visa.
Oh,
the
wow.
Work visa.
Yeah. Well, you guys could get married for a couple of years. You know, I mean, even if you break up later, at least give them some papers. That's what my former wife did to me. I was not about to get married. But I did it for her, so good.
So did you both come over for school?
Yes.
Anna, you came over for school too?
Yes.
How long have you been here now? How long is the schooling program in Pasadena?
1 year and a half. I've been here for 2 years and a half already.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, in L.A.?
In
L.A.
I'm graduating now, so 1.5 years.
Oh, cool. And what are you taking in school? Music and things like
music
that?
Music production.
Really?
Yeah.
And you?
Performance.
Oh,
music
really?
Performance.
Cool.
Yeah.
So is that like a school that specializes in music and
yes,
things
yes,
like that?
Oh,
yes, cool. Yeah, because they also have the Musician Institute here, right? But
yes,
that's pretty expensive. I mean, my daughter went there. She didn't do anything with it, but she went there for about a year or so, a couple of years.
I'm starting in September, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that should be a lot of fun.
But I'm just doing it for 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. And it gets you connections, though. You know, I mean, you connect
yeah,
with a lot of people yeah, and stuff.
Is
that's
that why,
my plan.
Is that why you're
yeah,
doing it? Because that's a lot of schooling.
Because the school I went to in Pasadena is amazing because it's very one by one? Like
one-on-one?
One-on-one, exactly. Okay. Like the teachers pay a lot of attention.
Really?
And, yeah, and I got to develop very well. Mm-hmm. And but it's a small school, you know, and MI is bigger. And now that I got the skills, for so to say, and the tools, I want to meet more people.
Yeah.
And it's hard when you're from another country, you know. You don't have anybody you grew up with or,
exactly.
or schoolmates or whatever, you know what I mean?
That's true. So, but a lot of people move here from other places, so they have the same thing. You know, they
exactly. come,
I mean, not even from another country, just another state or something. Yeah, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's always, you know, I mean, you also don't know people. You know, you come here and it's
new. Like starting.
Yeah, look at Charlotte. I mean, she came here all the way alone.
Yeah.
And
even from Florida, I didn't know anyone.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know some people in Florida, but.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's what happens, you know. I mean, I did a lot of my growing up in Las Vegas, and that's a very transient place, you know. So I haven't maintained contact with anybody, you know. Mm-hmm. They've all disappeared. I can't even find them on Facebook. I don't know what happened. All the people I knew in Vegas are gone. I can't find them. So it must be a very transient city, I'm telling you. I don't know where people end up. Maybe there's an abyss somewhere there. I don't know, but yeah, I mean that's one of the hard parts of doing this. Now, Leandro, you came from Brazil. At what point did you decide I'm coming to America?
I graduated actually in Brazil.
Oh, so you went there
in 2012.
Uh huh.
And then I came to stay in a friend
with a friend here.
Yeah.
Oh
with
wow.
A friend. So I spent like a month here.
Uh-huh.
And then he introduced me to another Brazilian
uh-huh.
who it's not a teacher, but he works at school.
Yeah, he works at school.
At LACM.
Oh, okay.
And then I decided to apply and try to come, and uh-huh. it worked.
Wow, very cool. So very you like well. It here, huh? I mean, you probably want to stay, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard awesome. To come here and then leave, you
right.
know? Once you get that bug of America in your system, you can't get it out, you know? Because everywhere you go, you start comparing, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Especially LA.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, LA is it's comfortable.
Yeah, because there's everything here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't fancy going back to do more school? You went the OPT route?
No. I think I'm done with school.
Yeah, enough school for now, right? Time to start your life. I know, some people stay in school forever, you know?
Yeah, it's not for me either.
Yeah. You got to get out there, man, and live your life, you know? So, well, this is cool. So, so you do music. So now you go by, you used to go by A&L.
LNA.
LNA, that's right. Okay, and so, wait a minute. So you changed it, right? I think you told me that you guys changed it. It
was
A&L and then it was LNA or something.
Yes, okay.
Because I'm looking at the notes
at
here.
At the old email.
Yeah, apostrophe L. You know, it's funny because I looked up the email and I always go to the first one when there's a thread. Because, you know, the subsequent ones are like, okay, when are you coming in? Mm-hmm. This day, that day. But the original one usually tells you about the person. Mm-hmm. So I just looked for the first one, and that's the one I sent. Now I'm realizing it's from February. You know? Yeah. So this is fun.
But it was LNA.
Yes, and now it's Anna Chase.
Just Anna Chase.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. And...
Is that your original name? Sorry.
Yes, Sam. That's my I have a middle name, which is Beatrice, but yeah. I've always...
So liked. Chase, is that... was your father American or...
Chase is my mom's last name.
Okay.
I have first my mom's last name. And I'm not sure,
okay.
but my grandpa told me that his grandpa was American.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So something like
so
that.
So that's something. Because I'm sure that name is probably strange in Paraguay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of
Chases there. Yeah, it's an American
and
name.
And everybody goes for Chase because Chase. If you say Chase, it's like they will probably spell it wrong.
Yeah, they would. So they pronounce it differently.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. So, well, let's hear some of the music. You brought a guitar with you. Mm-hmm. And... So is this like a new song that you guys put together or?
Yes.
Yeah.
This why don't we do the right thing?
Okay.
Actually, Heart of Stone. I just changed the name yesterday.
Okay.
I sent a song to a master yesterday, and this one is going to be in my EP.
Okay.
That I'm releasing September 12th.
Exciting.
Oh, wonderful.
Super.
Wonderful.
Exciting.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. You go to the right, I go to the left. You say you like bitter blue, I go for red. I like it chill, but you like it rough. You notice we're different, won't be my friend. Let's do it again. You go to the right, I go to the left. You say you like bitter blue, I go for red. I like it chill, but you like it rough. You notice we're different, won't be my friend. From a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you think I care? If you don't like the way I am, just go and hang somewhere else. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, you've got a heart of stone. Just going to church won't make you nice. To be in peace with yourself, gotta make it right. You gotta feel the love and stretch your hands. Maybe one of these days you need yourself. Measure the size of your sins before you look in my face. Cause of the color of his skin, you'd rather hang somewhere else. What? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, you've got a heart of stone. Oh, you've got a heart of stone. In my herbal, let it be. I can be strange but not insane. Got my priorities in place. You're indifferent to me. In my herbal, let it be. I can be strange but not insane. Got my priorities in place. Oh, 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 oh. You've got a heart of stone. Got a heart of stone. You gotta do the right thing. Gotta do the right thing. You gotta do the right thing. Do the right thing. Oh, 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 oh. You gotta do the right thing. You gotta do the right thing.
Awesome.
I remember how beautiful your voice is.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Very nice.
I
and it's a cool song,
it.
Too.
Yeah. Thank
Did
you.
Did you guys write it together?
I wrote it. He produced it and he arranged it.
Very cool. So you write your own music,
yes,
obviously. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Today you have to, you know. It's not like it used to be where, you know, you could find some professional people to write your songs and they'd write you a hit. And you'd be the one singing it. But today, you got to come up with your own music, you know, because nobody's going to write it for you.
Right.
You know, right?
It's different. It's different. I mean, there's a lot of people who make their living of writing music, and it's and they make a lot of money out of it. But if, like, labels and I'm not sure because I haven't made it yet, you know?
Right.
So I'm not 100% sure. But what people tell me is that they look for people who write music, and it's a huge plus, you know.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
No,
if
absolutely.
You write your own music,
and you know, Charlotte, we were talking yesterday about that the music's not enough. You have to have an appearance, you know, of a celebrity and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you're definitely beautiful. I mean, you have the look of a musician, you know.
Yay.
So yeah, so it's not like you have to convince people real hard, you know.
Okay.
At least I'm sure it helps to open doors and stuff like that, you know. And because we were talking about Taylor Swift and stuff, and you know, I was thinking how She can sing, but she also looks great, you know.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So because people don't want to look at people that are not attractive, you know.
I was actually thinking a lot about Taylor Swift lately.
Really?
Because I wasn't a fan of her music, mm-hmm. but I respect her as an artist, just because it's not my style that
right.
much. But then again, she's an artist that is very talented, mm-hmm. and like lately, it's been very. Fashion to show everything,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
and she never did that, and yeah. she's huge,
right?
You know, she's not right. like showing her butt around or anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I truly respect that.
Yeah, and her music is changing too. We were talking about that.
Uh-huh.
She used to sing country, and now she's into pop, I guess.
Yes,
she made a transition. So
very pop.
Very
yeah.
pop.
Very
yeah.
pop.
Yeah, I know. That song wasn't that great, you know. But I'm not into country music either, so I wouldn't know.
We're never
that
country.
Yeah.
yeah.
But that was her intention.
Yeah.
Though. Right.
I don't know why they consider her
because
like
it has a banjo problem.
Artist.
Yeah.
I don't
or maybe the lyrics are depressing or something, you know. They are, right? She had a song. What was it? Like, what was her last hit or something? Like, something like...
Never, ever, ever getting back together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. yeah.
Exactly.
That's
I mean,
her
yeah,
last
what kind
one
of a song is that? You know?
I didn't like that one either. But her last one is so catchy and it's so much fun.
Really?
The one she just released?
Yeah, like, Shake It Up.
Shake It Up.
Shake
yeah.
It Up. Yeah. I think it's a very cute song. It's like, it's a song I want to hear a Monday morning, for example. You
yeah.
know what? Like, just, okay. It puts me in a good mood.
That's
true.
Cool, yeah. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Anna Chase and Leandro. Leandro goes by only one name, like Madonna and Beyonce and stuff. You don't need the last name. There's
actually,
only one Leandro.
I go by Le Dib.
Le Dib?
Yeah.
Okay. Le Dib. Okay.
Dib is his last name.
Dib is my
Dib.
Last name as well.
Dib.
Oh, okay, cool.
The first time I heard that last name was with him.
yeah.
Dib.
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 Oh, cool.
Okay, cool.
Le Dib. It's kind of catchy.
cool.
yeah.
What's the name of your band?
Bonavox.
Bonavox?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Is it with other Brazilians?
No. We're from all over the world.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. I wish you'd brought some music of the band, you know, that that you guys record. So, do you record or are you only performing?
We record
yeah.
as well, yeah.
Okay.
We're recording.
Cool. Now, have you found it like, is it getting any easier for you to find gigs around town or is it still tough?
It's not hard, really.
No,
no, there's a really big scenario in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of trying, you know. There's a
right.
lot of people who don't, who expect to be called,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
And it's not, that's not how it really works.
Right.
You have to go for it. And you know.
That's true, yeah. You have to be out there and let
exactly,
them know
exactly.
that you exist and, that
yes.
you, and what you can do and stuff, you know.
Especially yes. here.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially
like,
here.
There's just so much competition, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there's a lot of work here too, but everybody's trying to do the same thing here,
mm-hmm.
you know, either TV or film or music, and everybody's trying to do the same thing. So it's hard,
uh-huh.
you know, and you got to stand out with your music and stuff. You know, you have a great voice too, which is amazing.
Thank you.
Now, do you sing too, Leandro, or you just play in the band?
Not really, yeah.
No, you don't
just,
sing?
I just play.
Okay.
He does backing vocals.
I try.
Yeah. cool. Have you played guitar from a young age?
Yeah, since I was 12.
12, 13. That's usually
yeah.
when people pick up
yeah.
the guitar. That's when I did.
It's such a great instrument.
It is.
It's
for singing, it's the
yeah,
best.
Yeah, and it's one of those, I mean... There's saxophone, there's piano, there's violin, but there's nothing like a guitar.
Right.
You can take it everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can play it. Well, a piano you can too, play it as a solo,
yeah.
you know,
but
and sing along
as a
with
transport.
It. Right, but it's hard to play like faster songs and things
yeah.
like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a guitar, it's much more versatile because you can give it the rhythm also while you're playing, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
With a piano, it's harder to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a piano you can't take with you, you know, and stuff
yeah.
like that. So guitar is like really, yeah. I mean, because my parents wanted me to learn piano, but I gravitated to the guitar because I like to sing and stuff. And I thought, wow, this is amazing, you know.
Yeah.
So
I learned piano, but and I dabbled in a lot of instruments, violin too. But I wish I'd stuck to One of them, really. At the time, I could play the piano very well, but then you just if you don't keep practicing, you lose it.
Oh, definitely. But I bet you still have it there if you decided to pick it up. You know, you'd still remember a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then again, it's harder to get a piano.
Yeah, I know.
You should get a lot of money to invest. That's true.
Yeah, today all you have to get is a MIDI keyboard for $100 or something, connect it to your computer, and you can make it sound any way you want.
That's crazy.
It really
is.
I used to have an organ when I grew up. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like organ on steroids. Yeah. You know what I mean? You get to have all the different sounds that you want. And you can add things to it and stuff. So
that's true.
Yeah, so it's amazing, you know. So I know like songs that I wrote when I was really young, and always knew only how to sing them with a guitar. When I finally recorded them with instruments and stuff, it was like such a great feeling, you know, mm-hmm. because you feel it's finally produced. It sounds professional,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not
to
just
life.
Acoustic. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I know. So this is cool. Do you play any instruments, Anna?
I play the piano. That's the way I compose my songs. But I do very basic chords, nothing very fancy.
Yeah.
So I just use it as a tool.
Right.
I don't use it to perform live. Or
right. Now, when you write the music, do you sit at the piano and write and come up with it and compose it? Or does it come to you sometimes?
It just comes to me.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not the kind of person. Like, I don't force myself to write anything.
Right.
Because there's days that I just out of nowhere like I hear something on a TV that somebody says and I like the phrase and I automatically get a melody out of that phrase.
Wow. Really?
Or in the shower too, in the car. Mm-hmm. Those are my
yeah
it just comes
well
out,
it's like me time
song.
Yeah,
like the car is always you can't really escape your thoughts unless you blast the radio. And the shower too is one of those times where it's just you.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
So yeah, and some days I'll write two songs in one day and then I'll just
take a
stop
break
for a little bit.
Yeah.
But if they put me like melodies, like lately, I don't know why. Uh-huh. Lots of DJs have asked me to sing for them.
Oh wow!
So and I have a lot of fun doing that because I love to party and you know I don't know, I just like it and I'm like always excited about doing a song and then go to a place and dance to that song.
Uh-huh.
So I still have a lot of inspiration with electronic music lately. Mm. So. It wasn't that hard for me.
Really, cool.
It's a fun production.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah. How long have you guys known each other now?
A year and something.
1 or 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, look at this guy. Comes from a foreign country, picks up a beautiful woman, doesn't even give the Americans a chance to get to her. And and he's in the clouds, you know. The hell with the music. Who cares if you make it or not?
That's why I don't want to go back to Brazil.
Exactly. You found the American dream right here. You know?
The non-American dream.
Yeah, exactly. From Paraguay. They had to come all the way here to find each other, you know.
Yeah,
which is very cool.
Right next to each other.
Yeah.
That's
wow,
funny.
That's very cool, yeah. Well, you must be a special person to interest her, right? I mean, I'm sure you have, like, high standards and stuff,
Thank you.
I do. Very high standards.
Yeah. I mean, I would if I looked like that. My God, you know. It's like, you better have a lot of money, you know.
No.
I'm not going to sell myself short here.
No.
No, I imagine at this point, Leandro probably doesn't have enough. You know, like the poor artists, right? Yeah. But you're still a tourist and a student, you know? I mean, yeah, you can't really work or anything, so that's hard, right?
Exactly.
So what do you do? I mean, do you get, like, money from the family and stuff like that? Or
Yeah,
things like that, right?
Dad's been helping me a lot.
Yeah. That's cool. You're very fortunate in that way, you know, because, and you definitely don't want to work when you don't have permission to work because, mm-hmm. my God, you know, once you do something here that is against the law, you never get
back.
You never get back here.
Yeah. You have that job.
Yeah. So some people come. That's why I'm surprised that some people come here and they take the law into their own hands. You know, they do all kinds of illegal things. And you go, you know, I mean, you're in a new country. You're in a foreign country.
Yeah.
You don't even belong here. And look at all the things you're doing, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't get that, you know.
Definitely.
And especially when you welcome people from all over the world here. And, you know, and some of them just come and create mayhem here.
Right.
You know. So I don't know about that. But so, Anna, I mean, do you think if you went to Paraguay, you probably have better chances of making it there than you would here because it's smaller, right?
There's
less competition and stuff.
Yes.
I mean, did you try it there at all as far as career, or you just want to stick?
I started working as a model when I was 14 in Paraguay.
Okay.
And as soon as I realized I liked music, I decided to come here because, as soon as I knew that I wanted to become a professional artist, I decided to come here because the income is lower there as an artist.
Right.
And I don't know, I just wanted to go for it.
Yeah, you got to make it in America, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that artists that make it big in their own countries still want to come here and make it here, you know? That's the biggest challenge, you know,
that's
coming here.
That's what happened with her.
Really?
Yeah, she made it already in Paraguay.
No.
No. But she's kind of famous there.
Really?
No, I just know a lot of people in the media, but just because I became friends, like, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. So do you still do some modeling here and stuff?
I do it when I have the chance, but it's like I put that as a hobby now.
Oh, really?
You know?
Yeah, because it's kind of boring, right? That's what I hear. It's not that glamorous to be a model.
I mean, I like it. I have fun with it. And the good thing about it is you meet a lot of people with it, you know, so and that people give you connections and stuff like that.
Right.
But it's not something I would want to do for the rest of my life.
Right, yeah.
And music is like a therapy for me. You know?
Yeah.
I've never liked psychologist. I still live 2 years and a half here. Uh-huh. 2 years and a half, and there's so many things I cannot say.
That's okay. That's how it is. That's how it is. I've been here 37 years. I still stumble over words sometimes.
But so music is my therapy, and I think I don't know what I would do without it, you know?
Yeah.
So I definitely, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Wow. And so you guys, when you communicate, in what is it, Portuguese that you speak?
It's a whole new language we made up.
Oh, you made it up, right?
It's like mixed Portuguese, with English, Spanish, and we speak Guarani in Paraguay.
Uh-huh.
It's like a it's kind of a native language, but it's also official.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and like
I'll just throw some words
and you're like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you just switch mid-conversation between the different languages?
No. In the middle of the phrase, in the conversation.
You mix the words, right?
Same phrase, like the three languages.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's I know. Funny. I do that too. You know, with Hebrew and English, we do that all the time. Yeah. And you create a new language, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Portuguese Spanglish.
Yeah. Spanglish, yeah. Wow, but that's pretty cool. So, so you perform around town, right? I mean, you have a chance. Where can people find you? I mean, where can people see you?
I will be playing September 12th. That's a Friday at House of Blues Foundation Room for the release of my EP.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
That's exciting. You had to play at the House of... Have you played that before?
Yes. I love that place. That's why I decided to go back.
Yeah. Right. Because they're closing down, right?
I know. Yeah. I heard that. I heard it and I couldn't believe it. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I know.
That's awesome that you get to play before they close.
Yes, definitely.
And
definitely.
I heard they're going to build a new one in downtown.
Right.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Okay, cool.
I haven't heard that.
Well, that's a good news.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can't imagine they would just... Yeah, I mean, why would they do away with one? It's like an institution here.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
You know, into Foundation Room?
Where is that, like upstairs or
something?
It's
upstairs.
I think I was there.
And it's so, I don't know.
Like,
it's just,
like more intimate, right?
Yes. Exactly.
It's not like the
big... The whole decoration, everything. I just love that place, the vibe of that place.
Yeah.
I hope
it
they
would
can
be more appropriate
something
for
like
me, for you music than to be on the big stage there where they rock hard, right?
I have a full band, though, so it's okay.
That's true. Okay.
I can rock the big stage, too.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's where you'll be next time. Maybe downtown.
Maybe next time, right?
That's how you build, you know.
Yes.
That's how you move forward and stuff. Amazing. We're talking to Anna Chase and Leandro. Do you have a website where people can find you?
I do. It's simply annachase.com and Anna with double N. So
okay.
That's it.
And you have your music there and everything?
Yes. Okay. Also, you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/AnnaChase, soundcloud.com/AnnaChase, Twitter and Instagram, At Anita Chase. But yeah, everything, like, if you...
Sounds cool. Now, do you... okay, so you have a Facebook and everything. Do you go on iTunes too? I mean, wouldn't that be a good place to be?
Yes, I have my previous EP, the one that I released last year. Mm-hmm. I have that on Instagram.
On iTunes. Right.
And you can search for it just as Anna Chase EP and you'll find it very easily. I'll put my next EP there too, the one I'm releasing right now.
So how many songs altogether are on those two EPs, would you say?
Five plus four.
Wow, that's a lot of songs.
Yeah.
I five the previous one and now four.
Right.
Yes.
Leandro, did you help writing any of them, or are you more like in the background?
I produced the new one.
You produced it.
Yeah.
The new EP. Yeah.
The new EP that we're releasing in September.
But you didn't write any music for it.
I kind of co-wrote it, arranged it. Change some chords.
Yeah, he fixes the chords. As I said, I don't have the fancy chords. He does.
Right.
The lyrics, it's all hers.
Right. Very cool. Do you write based on your life, or is it just like storytelling? What do you...
It's mainly this one. This EP is about society complaints, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like things that bother me in society.
Uh-huh.
And... also aspects of things that have happened to me, but it's still related to society.
Right.
Like how girls want to have fun and they get judged by it. But I'm not talking about like going crazy, but just like society.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. You know, there's a lot to write about society.
Yeah. So I think that's mainly what the new EP is about.
Sort of commentary and things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I know it's funny. We come to a new country and we still want to change it. You know, I mean, what is this? You know? But it's normal.
I got inspired in Paraguayan society too, because it's very small. So. Right. People talk a lot without knowing.
That's crazy. True, right?
So
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Here it's big. You know, you can talk about anybody.
Yeah, you can go to Santa Monica and go crazy, then go back to Pasadena and nobody will know what you've done. Yeah.
That's very true.
If you do something wrong in Paraguay,
it's like the whole city will know.
They all know, right?
Yeah. It's,
wow,
it's like
that's
that.
Hard, man. It's hard when everybody knows your business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people do come here, you know, because you become anonymous here. You know, you can have a private life. Nobody needs to know about you.
Uh-huh.
Nobody bothers you and things like that, you know. So it's very cool. All right. Well, let's give out the website again. It's annachase.com. Anna with two N's. And Leandro, how about you? Can people find you? Do you want them to?
Do you want?
No, I'm actually trying to build my website now.
Okay.
It will be ledibmusic.com.
Ledibmusic.com. Yeah. And the name of the band?
It's Bonavox.
Bonavox, that's right. And do you have a website for the band?
Bonavoxmusic.com.
What does that mean?
It means good voice in Latin.
Right.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, Vox's voice.
Okay.
And and Bona, I guess.
B-O-N-A.
Right, Bona, like bona fide and stuff, yeah.
Very cool.
Wow. Very cool stuff.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Great music.
You're
always a lot of fun, you know.
Thank
I mean, some
you.
Guests, you don't want them to come back, you know, but you guys... It's fun. You guys are fun and nice to listen to and everything. So so that's great. We wish you a lot of luck with your career.
Thank you.
A lot of success and stuff. And the thing is that you can always go back to your country and make it big there. It's easier, right?
It's easier. I guess.
Yeah. So make it big. Become like Shakira or something.
And then
come
back
out
to the
here.
States.
Exactly. Come back already big, you know.
Just with translated songs.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, Anna and Leandro, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All the best to you. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you.
See everybody tomorrow.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.